Inventory storage. The major challenges with inventory storage are capacity utilization, protecting stock from damage or theft, and balancing accessibility with control. Capacity utilization of storage spaces is measured by determining how much of the available cubic space is being used for storage. The goal is to increase cube utilization, which can be done through the use of different layouts and storage designs. Utilization will be limited, however, by the physical characteristics of warehouses or storage spaces and the costs of storage systems. Protecting stock may require special climate-controlled equipment and risk detection and management systems. For example, video surveillance, secured access areas, heat detection, and fire suppression systems. The issue of balancing accessibility and control influences the decision on where to store inventory, in a central location or at the point of use. Centralized storage provides greater control over inventory and has the effect of lowering safety stock. But point-of-use storage, on the production floor, near work centers, improves accessibility, productivity, and customer service. In this type of system, frequently used and lower-valued items may be issued in batches to the production floor and will be managed by the workers themselves. Such items need to be removed from the inventory record when they are issued, front flushing, rather than when they are used, back flushing. Storage methods. Items are stored according to their physical characteristics and climate requirements. The storage spaces or slots may be marked with the item's SKU, stock keeping unit, number, or it is digitally assigned on a dynamic basis. Racking systems. Multi-shelved, freestanding units are often used to store pallets. They can be arranged to maximize storage cube space and accommodate the use of handling equipment, for example, lift trucks. Shelves are used to hold individual items. They may include bins or drawers for smaller items. Heavy or bulky items or barrels of liquid must be stored on the floor and are ordinarily placed around the perimeter of the storage space. Specialized storage systems can accommodate items that must be suspended or are irregularly shaped, such as long metal rods. Items with special storage needs may be stored in designated areas that provide, for example, temperature, humidity, or dust control. Flammable or explosive materials may be stored in separate buildings or sections with additional physical segregations, for example, walls, doors. Inventory with high value that may be liable to theft can be stored in locked cages with video surveillance systems. Storage layout. Inventory is often grouped in storage based on certain principles. Items are functionally related. For example, all maintenance supplies or all glass components are located in a defined area. Employees learn the location through experience. Fast-moving items are stored together. This makes restocking easier. Multiple items can be stocked on a single trip. Locating these areas closer to shipping/receiving or their points of use will improve productivity. Items with similar storage needs are stored together. For example, large racks for bulky cartons and racks containing multiple bins for smaller objects, floor areas for heavy or bulky objects, high-value item corrals with secured access or climate-controlled areas. Working stock and reserve stock are separated. When items are frequently withdrawn from working stock, the level of activity is raised in this area. This makes it more difficult to restock these items and potentially more dangerous for workers working in the area. A reserve area makes storage of incoming orders easier. The working stock can be replenished from the reserve stock. Equipment will also affect storage layout. Some types of equipment will allow higher stacking of palleted racks and narrower aisles. Robotic systems can deliver and retrieve inventory using mechanized arms and sensors that read labels. Exhibit 6-44 shows a possible warehouse layout. It separates inbound and outbound shipments. Fast-moving items, or A items, are co-located near the center aisle for faster retrieval. Bulky items are stored around the perimeter where there will be more room to maneuver forklifts. Secured storage is available. Exhibit 6-44. Warehouse storage layout. In addition to IBC inventory classification and physical storage characteristics, warehouse layout may consider the way inventory is picked or removed from storage for shipping or use in production. When pickers are sent out to retrieve numerous items from multiple locations, they often use a route that minimizes travel. The storage layout can support that by locating high-volume items to minimize travel or locating items often combined in orders near each other so that they can be batched. Exhibit 6-45 shows a picking layout designed to reduce picker travel time. Exhibit 6-45, layouts to improve item picking efficiency. These principles can be applied in the most common storage plans. Storage plans include the following. Fixed location. A SKU is assigned to a specific spot and no other item can be stored there. This method is clear, but because slots, assigned locations, can be near empty or empty as inventory is depleted, fixed location is not efficient in terms of its cube utilization, the amount of storage space that is being used. It is also not flexible. Design changes may affect usage rates for certain parts, and rarely used parts can end up with prime locations in terms of accessibility. Random or floating location. When an order arrives, it is assigned to the nearest spot with the necessary space and characteristics. SKU location is tracked by an information system. A single item may have multiple locations. This greatly improves cube utilization, but any errors in entering item numbers or location into the system can cause an item to be lost in a large warehouse. Zone storage. This combines aspects of the fixed and random plans. Zones are designated for similar items, and the items are stored randomly within that defined area. Cube utilization is still good, but items are easier to find without consulting a computer system. This plan also facilitates the picking process. Pickers are assigned to retrieve items in only the zoned area, thus cutting their travel time. Exhibit 6-46 lists some of the advantages and disadvantages of these storage plans. Exhibit 6-46, Advantages and Disadvantages of Warehouse Layout Principles.